Surprise and delight, a chance to do some things that I might not have been able to do otherwise.
Like what?
Well, particularly to recognize some of the people who have been working for me long and loyally, who are sort of unsung heroes in conservation that I personally know about, and I know about their desperate needs. So it's very rare to have a chance to actually have a sum of money at one's disposal that one can use in an unrestricted way. Doing this, I think, will increase their pride in the job they do, which is conservation, which has been done selflessly for many, many years.
What do you feel are the biggest issues facing animal conservation right now in Africa?
It's largely a matter of space, of desperate human problems that spill over into animal problems. There is an expanding population that is living hand-to-mouth and in actual fact is often degrading the habitat, moving into animal range. So there has to be a compromise. There has to be room for animals and room for people that can only come through very good planning and governance. And I think our challenge is to provide the information as scientists that's going to help the planners and actually to get one's hands dirty with everything from top to bottom, including direct protection, helping with law enforcement, and education. Education is incredibly important.
Why so?
Because the future generations have the future of the animals in their hands, and how they feel about animals is going to be all important.
If action isn't taken now and you are not able to really educate the youth about the issues you feel are important, what might happen?
Well, the worst case scenario is that animal populations would go extinct, and in some cases, the really endangered animals themselves would go extinct. But I don't think that's going to happen so much, not so long as there's a growing body of international and homegrown conservationists working together. If we all work together, nothing's impossible.
Now, you talked about the need for planning and also the problem of an expanding population. How do you compromise those two?
You compromise by being a bit smart about it, and that means knowing what you're doing and not letting things develop in a haphazard way. For example, elephants very often have safe havens that are linked by narrow corridors. It's really important to keep those corridors open, which can be done at relatively low cost if you know where they are. And now, with our high-tech radio tracking devices, we actually can precisely follow the elephants in real time, day and night, in season, out of season, through forests, up and down mountains. And this kind of very precise information from improved technology is making the work of conservation a lot more accurate and focused.
What drives you to do this?
Oh, it becomes a way of life. You leave university, you get your first job, and if it happens to be an elephant, you become entangled in elephant life for the rest of your life. Very fascinating animals, very rewarding. They take you into every kind of situation and habitat because they live from sea level up to the snow levels and from deserts into forests. It's not a narrow life to be an elephant specialist. And I've just had the fortune to be with them all these years and never been bored for a moment.
What do most people not know about elephants?
I think most people from a very early age have a fascinating thought about elephants. I have a one-year-old grandson whose first word was Baba, by which he meant elephant. And when he saw one in the wild, he knew what it was. Elephants really interest people, and they kind of know what they are. I suppose they don't know the degree to which they're sentient animals, intelligent creatures, with quite complex feelings, emotions, relationships with each other, and potentially relationships with individual human beings, too.
Do you think that the issue of climate change makes the issue of animal conservation that much more important?
Definitely. And there's a whole new thing to contend with, because the whole system of protected areas for animals is based on the idea that they're representative of different ecosystems. But if climate change actually changes the ecosystems themselves, then those protected areas are going to have to be reconstructed. And what happens in the meantime, because human beings have filled up every other corner of this planet, We've got our big problems with our own species in general, overexploiting the Earth.
Why is it important to save these animals?
Well, because they are one of nature's great masterpieces. Just as the Mona Lisa is important to us as a work of art, so elephants are a work of nature. And it would be vandalism to destroy something that was so perfect in its own way.